Mr. Chair, and just one clarification at the beginning. It's not only me doing all the work, okay? So it is very important to say that there's a big team in my department, and there are quite a lot of persons in the member states who are supporting, who are working, who are very much contributing, who are very helpful by keeping deadlines and providing insights and so on. So even if I am here now presenting all this, it's not only Austria. It's not definitely not me. So thank you in the group, in the entire group, and also to all the staff who is working in your ministries and departments for supporting this work. So but here again, I have again a question to the steering committee. So I'm coming to the PEP partnership on child and youth friendly mobility. Actually, I think after our speeches and presentations yesterday, I don't need to introduce you why it is so important to think about child and youth friendly mobility. So I skipped it a bit because of the time frame of today. So this partnership was also established in 2021 and is led by Austria. Here again, we have a cooperation of the Ministry of Climate Action, where I am from, and the Ministry of Social Affairs, so who is very much dealing with health. And and so far we had 6 meetings in 4 countries, and 16 member states are participating in this partnership. It is working very much on the background of the youth position paper from 2021. Okay, I skipped this slide because we had this yesterday, I think, the independent mobility of young people, the physical health, and actually today we learned about the mental health that could be addressed by active mobility, also especially for the younger generations, and of course travel safety and security of public space. This year we had a partnership meeting in Vilnius in summertime, and it was hosted by a health partner. So this is one partnership. This is really much mixed between transport and health stakeholders. There will be another meeting which will be online on the 29th of November. And here the idea is to go further forward after we received the yes of the steering committee to go further on the preparation of a policy paper on child and youth-friendly mobility. So what is this policy paper about? So maximum we learn 10,000 words, or better, less. So this message has reached us, and we will keep in line with this. The content is about the general importance of child and youth-friendly mobility and descriptions of recommended actions to promote sustainable, independent, and safe mobility for children and young people, and to collect further good practice examples. So actually, on the kickoff meeting, 7 fields of action have been defined. So the first is raising awareness, education and participation, infrastructure, traffic safety, healthy active mobility, public transportation, mobility management and multimodality, and mobility, climate and environment. So it's a more intersectional work in this partnership. And so now the idea is to go on. So the outline will be more or less the definition of the target group of child and youth. So we know that in the pan-European region, there are different definitions, how old, what age groups are covered by those descriptions, then the general importance of child and youth-friendly mobility, the issues of sustainable, independent, and safe mobility for children and young people, and understanding the mental and psychology of children and young adults, and the description of recommended actions to promote sustainable, independent, and safe mobility for these age groups with the just mentioned 7 fields of actions and the good practice collection from the participating member states and above, because we are always hoping that other member states will provide examples, because we have also, of course, within the partnership, bilateral connections to other member states who we can ask to contribute to our documents. We have already a suggested detailed structure that will be discussed at the November meeting, which is, as I already said, online. And yeah, we hope we are really working for a very dense document. Time plan is to work on this really kickoff is in November now, then that we collect the contributions until March so that we are able to provide a draft which was where the partnership and the member states have agreed on for the Bureau meeting next June or July, so that we hopefully can present the final document during the steering committee meeting in October then. Yeah, so my request here to the steering committee to welcome the information that the partnership is preparing this paper, to mandate the partnership to present it out in three languages to the next steering committee in order to be adopted by the steering committee, and to emphasize the importance on child and youth-friendly mobility, of course. Thank you very much.